News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Or do you want to leave the door open?
Well, I don't leave the door open.
I'll leave the door open.
Hey, leave the door open on your way out.
And I look what happens who wanders in, me.
Melissa Sargent is here today. Good morning.
Yes,
welcome
good
here.
Morning. Yes,
it
I'm glad to be back.
The History Radio Show we do. Missed you last week.
Yes.
But we're the ones in El Paso who do the only History Radio Show anywhere, frankly. And we are being told by the people at iHeart Media that we're the only game in town.
Yay.
In any town. Nobody else does this, and so here we are.
We're a movie especial.
Well, not only that, we're locked in from grandfatherhood, so we'll keep it that way. But if you know somebody who likes El Paso history, who just wants to hear some of the good side of who we are, even if it's weird history to you, it's good to a lot of people because they never heard of it before. Okay, enough of that. It's Texas History Begins in El Paso, 'tis the slogan, and what else you got there? You can hear us on 690. What else?
Oh, yeah. You can listen to us on 690 AM, or you can listen to us anywhere you go. You'll never miss a show with us again. And you can also get archive shows, too, which we don't always remind people all the time.
EPHistory.com. Upper right-hand corner, there's an archive deal there. I got last week's up. I try to get them on by Tuesday. Sometimes I make it. Sometimes I don't.
I understand.
I'm a highly paid volunteer, as George would say.
Yes.
Anyway, we have a September sponsor. Are you ready for our September sponsor?
Yes.
The city of Socorro, Texas. And there it
is.
Fight for your future. There's the bell. 2020 Census campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census.
Okay, and don't forget Mission Del Rey's $20 radio show giveaway, and this is only for online orders, but I'll tell you, I was on the website. They have pictures of the new store now, and it looks
great.
So nice. I can't wait to get over there.
You know, they also sell on Amazon. You go over there and do Mission Del Rey.
That's right, I
stuff
forgot.
Stuff shows
yeah.
up, so they're pretty savvy on the Internet. We appreciate what they do for us as well. And so you got a history moment.
Yes, I do. It's about the Plaza Hotel and their most famous guest that stayed there.
That was very early on in the days,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was a lot besides, just for not somebody just visiting there, going on all the background. It was really kind of interesting. I wish I could have included more on it.
Well,
it was amazing.
You mentioned a connection to UTEP. We'll have to, or TWC.
Yeah,
at the time.
Is that correct?
Let's see what
too.
That's all about.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go with a radio show, and it's about the history of the Plaza Hotel downtown, which is a very unusual and most fascinating place. We got on the radio here a guy named Bill Helm. Good morning, Mr. William Helm. Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Good to be here.
You're the architect on the project, one of them, and so we'll talk to you about that. We've also got another guest here named William, and this would be William Kell. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Good morning.
Good, thank you. Melissa and I are sitting here thinking about and we're thinking about the history of the plaza. We've now both been through down there. Melissa,
amazing.
You were about a month ago when it
opened.
Yeah,
right after it opened. It was gorgeous.
And I went through this week with a...
I'm impressed, guys. You did a good job.
...with a tour. Well, we're going to find out about that because...
Thank you.
You're welcome, because I got to tell you, what you've done is fascinating. But I'm also kind of curious for people who don't quite get this. What is that hotel? I mean, it's been sitting there on the plaza, catty corner to San Jacinto Plaza, since its beginning. And we do have some pictures. Are they going on online yet, Melissa?
Yeah, they'll be getting there soon.
We have a picture of the foundation of the Plaza Hotel going up, and that was in a location of another hotel. Bill Helm, maybe you can give us some of the history there. I tell you what, let's do this first. William, if you don't mind, give us an overview of what you have there. What size hotel, what is it, who owns it, and roughly how it got there. Then we'll ask Bill Helm the rest of it.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Jackson. So the hotel is at the corner of Oregon and Mills, which is right in the center of downtown, right across from the Placita, otherwise known as San Jacinto Plaza. It is a 131-room hotel. It used to be more like 300 and something because the rooms were a lot smaller back in the old days, but it is now 130, 131-room hotel. with a ballroom, a restaurant on the first floor, a bar, and outdoor seating terrace areas on the 17th floor. So just a beautiful, beautiful project for those of you who have seen it.
And that's a Paul Foster project, is it not?
The property is owned by Mr. Paul Foster through one of his companies. We have many companies that own the various properties that, that Mr. Foster owns, but essentially at the end of the day, it's owned by Mr. Paul Foster. That's correct.
And that's Franklin Mountain Management. Is that the name of that company?
Well, no, actually the LLC that owns the hotel, I believe, is called Mills Plaza Property 3 or 4 or one of those.
We
have a whole bunch of Mills Plaza property companies.
But you're the thing is, you're the guy like the president of the vice president of the management company.
I'm the chief operating officer of Franklin Mountain Investments, which is the parent company.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of companies underneath that, so it gets a little confusing. Franklin Mountain Management is our management company that manages all these companies for the parent company. But, you know, if you cut through all of that, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, really what you're talking about is Mr. Foster developed and constructed and owns this hotel. And it's operated by a company out of Philadelphia called HHM, which stands for Hersha Hospitality Management. And they're a large hotel management company. They've got about 150 hotels across the country. So they actually run it for us under a long-term contract.
Way cool.
Oh,
and
wow.
We also need to thank Mr. Foster himself directly for doing this. He could do other things with his funding, but I'm glad he puts it in downtown real estate. This is not his first property, but I think it's his first hotel, isn't it?
It is his first hotel, and he's done some wonderful things, as you know, for the city of El Paso. He's very much dedicated to the city and to improving the quality of life and everything about the city. And I think that shows in all of the projects that you've seen him do, from the ballpark to the Mills building renovation, center building renovation, other projects around downtown, and the fountains at Farah over towards the east side of town, and then the new FBO, which is a private airport terminal for private jets, a new FBO that's being constructed on over at the airport. All of those are high-quality projects that are visionary and that really raise the bar and the standards for the city of El Paso.
Great stuff. I went through it Wednesday, and it's an interesting place. My memories are from 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's about 30 years ago when 30? I first went in there. I used to have rent an office from the Dips.
Oh, in there.
Yeah, and I went into the main plot, you know, where it used to be open, and his offices were upstairs. The hotel was closed, but they had offices in there. And I walked in, it reminded me of California.
Oh, California.
Because they had the California style that I kind of grew up with. I always loved all those tiles and everything, but I was like, I wonder what they did. And I walked in this last time and was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think we're gonna...
Melissa, I'd love to give a shout-out to Mr. Mike Dipp, if I could, for a second.
During
the course of this project, I met with him many times along the way, and he provided a lot of information and a lot of history on the hotel and various tips and, you know, things of that sort that were not only helpful, but it was just fun to talk to him about his ownership period of the hotel, which I think was 20 to 30 years.
Yeah,
somewhere
quite a while,
there.
Yeah.
And Mr. Foster bought it from them, right?
That's correct. Paul bought it from Mike Dipp, I think about 10, 11, 12 years ago.
It's an interesting property, and I got to tell you, it's got an interesting history as well. Bill Helm, that history goes back to the Sheldon Hotel, that location.
Actually, it goes back much further. It goes back to the very foundations of El Paso. This lot that the hotel sits on is known as Block 5, Lot 28, and it sits on what was a portion of the rancho that really is the founding of El Paso, where Don Juan Maria Ponce de Leon first got the Spanish land grant to found the area across the river from what is now known as Juarez. And so he built actually his second ranch house on what is the footprint of that you see in that photo that you're posting, what is the footprint of the Mills building. And it overlooked what became known as first as the Little Plaza and later Pioneer Plaza. There was an acequia that Ponce de Leon had dug that ran parallel to San Francisco Street, also became known as Shelton Court. It's now known as Henry Trost Court, which ran along the south side of the plaza, the Little Plaza, Pioneer Plaza, and sort of formed that southern edge of it. And his corrals sat in the footprint, essentially, of what is now the hotel. Those would later become the corrals used by George Giddings' stage line serving El Paso before before the railroads arrived.
A lot of history there.
So, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the most previous location, tenant at that location, was the Sheldon, right? It burned down.
Yeah, that's correct. Built in 1886, 87 by Lewis Sheldon, and then he later, and it was built as actually as a four-story office building, but then shortly thereafter, in 1900, Sheldon renovated it into a hotel, and then they added a fifth floor to it, and that really was the premier hotel in El Paso for quite a number of years.
Well, the Mexican Revolution people hung out there a lot. I know that.
Yeah, in fact, President William McKinley in 1903 visited El Paso, and he orated to a throng of El Pasoans from the steps of the Sheldon facing out onto what we now know as Pioneer Plaza.
Very historic ground there, Mr. Helm. Goodness gracious. Well, and the thing is, the history that went there, was it like vacant between like when it burned down and when Trost got a hold of it?
Well, so it's interesting. In 1920, Albert Mathias purchased the building from the Sheldon Group and managed it for 10 years before it burned down. And when it burned down, things started happening really quickly, and Mathias made connections with Robert McKee, another notable El Paso figure, made connections with Henry Trost and then Conrad, and they began talking about this new hotel. In the process of that, they actually had to reform the boundaries of what was the property that the hotel now sits in, for a number of reasons. But Mathias ended up doing a agreement with the city of El Paso to trade some land so that they could widen Oregon Street. And in exchange, they give him a little bit of land, which was originally part of Pioneer Plaza, and sort of reformed those boundaries. And Henry Trost was integral to that. I found in Henry Trost, archive in the library, the actual drawings where he was studying what the massing of the hotel was going to be and the footprint that they needed. And then there's a drawing there that's actually the drawing upon which that city council agreement with Mathias documents that sort of boundary and footprint, which would later become Hilton's Hotel.
Very interesting history there. And we're talking about Conrad Hilton, and that was his first property. Was that right?
No, it was actually his ninth.
Oh, his ninth
hotel.
Okay.
And I think it was the third or fourth that he built from the ground up, but he had already been building hotels across Texas and buying hotels that existed across Texas and renovating them and making them part of his chain. And what happened was
too early?
Time to get up. No, yeah. The thing, Bill, isn't that property kind of unique in his history, Hilton's history? Not just because his son lived there, but daughter-in-law as well. But, I mean, again, we're going to get to that. But, I mean, there was something unique about this for his hotel. I thought it was one of the early ones for sure.
It was the tallest when it was built. It was originally planned to be 20 stories tall. It was actually built as 19. They eliminated a story in the middle of construction. But we mentioned El Paso's notable contractor Robert E. McKee earlier. So McKee actually was contracted by the city of El Paso to clear the site when the Sheldon burned down.
Okay.
And Robert McKee was actually, while he was then doing that, was talking to Mathias and Hilton about building this new building in its place.
Cool.
And at the same time, was already building Hilton's, he already had under construction the third hotel that he was building for Hilton.
Oh, so Hilton knew him. He knew him.
Yeah, Robert McKee was really sort of the central figure in connecting all of these individuals that brought the what we now know as the Plaza to reality.
And Bill, we got to take a break here. That's interesting stuff here because the history of El Paso basically started on the ground where this newly renovated hotel sits. So we're talking about the Plaza Hotel. We've got a picture on Facebook. And Melissa, how many people did we have look at that so far?
Just over 5,000.
Over 5,000 on the promo. And that's just on the promo. We're about to, are you getting close? We're about
I got one up.
Okay.
I've got one up. There's a lot. I did, because of my surgery, I was a little bit slow and I didn't hit the computer last night. So
you
I apologize.
You had surgery on your brain.
Yeah, I tell you, that didn't help.
Actually on your
it's
knees.
Still ditzy. Yes, on my knee.
Okay, but the point
on
is
one knee. Thank
you're going to be getting some more pictures up
Yeah,
here.
I'm doing that right now.
And what we got on the Facebook page of the promo, Bill, you may have seen it, is that major shot of the artist rendering, pretending you're a drone and looking down on this. That's an amazing top of that building. And see, I'd never even got near that. When I was a kid, all I got to was the second floor, the meeting rooms there and that kind of stuff. And we'll talk more about that. Bill Helm is on the phone here, along with William Kell. And these guys have been kind of like integral in the creation of the new Plaza Hotel. And we're going to take a tour in a minute or two. We've got a couple more questions about the history. Taking a break here. We're on the phone here if you want to call us. And also on Facebook, and that's El Paso History Radio Show.
Yes.
But you want to throw that phone number around
the
world.
I'm going to throw it around the world. It's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Our community has been losing out on its part of hundreds of millions of dollars for schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, and more. Now, in this 2020 census, only 62% of residents in our community have responded to the census so far. But there is still time. You have until September 30th to be counted and make a difference in your community. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to fill out the census today. And don't forget, by law, your responses are completely confidential and cannot be viewed or used against you. The city of Secaucus reminds you to fight for your future. Fill out your 2020 census today. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on youtube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, BABBEL.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, now we're on the air.
Now we're on the air.
Oh, yeah, one of those kind of days.
Let's start all over again.
You know what? We have to read that dadgum thing about the bell. You ready for the bell, Andrew?
Ding.
Take a good sip of coffee, and here we go. Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. They say that's a fighting bell. That sounds more like a dinner bell, but whatever. Visit the 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020. To complete the 2020 census. And if you live in Socorro, you get extra points.
Yeah, you know, do
or
it.
Something.
Yeah, something but do get involved in the census because it really provides for important services
for
your community.
Oh, it is. And so they hired us this month to be a sponsor. So here we are.
You're yakking at them.
And we're going to talk about it. Hey, History Radio Show on Facebook. We're talking about that. We do have a comment coming up. Also, the El Paso Gold DVDs are now 12 of them, are put online at youtube.com, El Paso History TV. Go take a look at those. Because they're the full DVDs that took me 20 years to produce all those. There they sit. There's also two playlists there, one of those DVDs, another playlist, and 120 videos or some odd total. Another playlist is the stuff we put on ABC 7. There's 20 different segments there, and they kind of like give an overview of El Paso about what is happening there. So take a look at all that stuff. And what do you got? You got something important.
Well, yeah. Troy Ainsworth, who was with us last week, 2 weeks ago.
Recently.
Yes, recently when I was here. He wanted to thank us for putting the two Bills, or William and Bill, on the air.
One's William.
One's William and one's Bill. And he wanted to ask a good question. He says, so ask them if they thought of what they thought of the interior decoration of the penthouse suite. And also, could you talk about the obscure architect who designed the hotel?
Oh, we will talk
that
about
obscure man,
Henry.
Yes, yes.
But also, we will get to the description when we start our tour coming up here in a minute.
Yes.
So we do have Bill Helm and William Kell. Gentlemen, we also have a phone call in here from Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. We got you on the radio. Turn down your radio.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Turn off your radio and talk to us. You're live.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okie dokie.
Luego te llamo, gente. Bueno.
We do English only here.
I am Jesus Burciaga, and I want to know how is true about a ghost at the 7th floor at Old Popular Dry Goods Company.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Thank you for your call. We're not doing the Popular Dry Goods Company today, or ghosts, but I'm sure. By the way,
there's got to be a lot of ghosts all over downtown.
Yeah, well, they're ghosts underground downtown, Jesus. So someday we'll do a show on ghosts, and we'll have you talk to them, because we can put the ghosts on the radio. Did you know that? Enough of that. Okay. Hey, I don't know. What do you do with something like that?
We asked him about the ghosts at the hotel.
Bill Helm, we're going to get to the tour in a minute or two, but talk about that obscure
architecture firm. You got to keep all the boys involved there.
They're all there. Who did the most work on this? Was it Henry?
Well, yeah, perhaps you've heard of Henry Trost before.
Yes.
This building actually is notable in Henry's career because it was actually the last major building he designed that was built in downtown before his death in 1933. So it's really the pinnacle of his career and became the tallest building in El Paso, surpassing his own Bassett Tower one or two years prior. And Henry and his brothers, since his brothers came in into town in 1901, and he in 1903 are responsible almost single-handedly as designers for transforming what was, you know, a dusty single-story adobe village into a bustling metropolis. And they were really, we've talked about this before on the show, they were really instrumental in like pushing the bounds of concrete construction in El Paso. And this is another example of that, in the race to the sky in El Paso, which also, when you like back out and you look at the, you know, the context of what's happening nationally, every city is racing to the sky. In fact, in New York, in December 1929, just 1 month after Hilton's announced he's going to build this 20-story tower in El Paso, it's announced that the Empire State is the design of the Empire State Building has been revised so that it will become the tallest building in the world at 1,454 feet.
Wow.
So really, I mean, Prost is very much like picking up on the context of what's happening in architecture and building around the country. And in his design for this, what becomes an Art Deco, sort of a streamlined Art Deco skyscraper, unlike anything else he's designed, designs in it like a stair-step tower in the middle to make the building appear taller, even though those top three stories of the building are not really occupied stories. They're, you know, back of house, mechanical space.
Elevator stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it was to make the building appear taller, and so they could claim that they had, you know, they were building a 20-story building, even though it was only going to be 18 occupied stories. And then that was actually backed off later to 19 stories tall and 17 occupied floors. And we were talking about the patio at the roof being, those were actually what we would call now penthouse suites. There was two of them in the original construction. Conrad actually called them bungalows in the sky.
Bungalows.
Yeah. If there were just two up there, it would have been really nice. Views.
And
yeah.
As it is now, there's no occupiable overnight space at that site, at that height, right?
No, that's been transformed into a really beautiful bar and event facility.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna get to that because we have the tour coming up after this break, and we're gonna start going around the hotel and talking about stuff. So Melissa, if you can do it, get the Amber Bar up there. The Ambar. I mean, if you can't find it on our site right away, it's at plazahotel.com. Isn't that your website, Bill, William? William.
Did we lose William? Hello?
No, sorry.
There he is.
I was on mute. theplazahotelelpaso.com, I believe, is the website. I'll look it up for you here real quick.
Yeah, but that you got sure. You got some good. That's where I stole one of the pictures. I hope you don't mind. But that's where you've got some really pretty pictures as well. And Bill Helm had sent us a bunch of pictures, which Melissa is scrambling at the moment to get online on her Facebook page. So we'll get all to that in a minute.
Yeah, new Facebook page is making me even crazier.
Well, it's a little strange at times. I'm used to the old one, like you are. All right, taking a break. You're coming back in a minute. Call us if you think you need to. Otherwise, we're going to go on a tour with the lady who actually is the sales manager there, and that is Patricia Castillo. Bill Helm was with us, general manager of the hotel. Wolfgang Jonas was on us. And William Kell, if you got a comment or two, I'm sure you'll chime in here. Not on mute, right?
I'm not on mute.
Oh, there you are. Fair enough. All right, back in a moment. What's that phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
and we'll return to our regular programming after these messages from our sponsors.
Bring your business out of the dark ages with the best in digital products from iHeartMedia. Reach your customers in every way using the tools and strategies of today. OTT, location-based geofencing, audience display banners, targeted email, streaming audio, and more. Get it all from iHeartMedia. Call 915-351-5473 and come join the conversation with iHeartMedia.
Craig Campbell and Josh Kaiser are coming to the El Paso County Coliseum September 19th for a drive-in concert.
Tickets are now available at Ticketmaster.com.
Presented by Kickin' Dirt and CNG Entertainment, Ricky D's, Cowtown Boots, and 96.3 K-Hay Country.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. From outdoor picnics to takeout, there are more ways than ever to dine at your favorite restaurants. But remember, food and packaging account for almost 45% of the materials landfilled in the U.S. So help reduce the amount of waste by requesting no disposable cutlery and recycling containers when possible. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/Earth.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Criminalia, explores the intersection of history and true crime. Criminal activities linger in the margins of history, and lady poisoners offer up some of the most compelling tales. But were they perpetrators or sympathetic characters? We're going to find out.
Nellie, it would turn out, was also a fellow poisoner.
Listen to Criminalia on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here in this radio show. Some of it's on the air.
We know we're on the air.
Not always sure what we're doing, but that doesn't stop us. You can't, by any means.
Fire us.
Andrew, you ready? Brought to you by the City of Saguaro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. Visit the 2020census.gov. or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 census form. And that is our September sponsor, the City of Socorro, Texas. How about them apples here? So, also, what do you got?
Well, I've got the MacGoffin Home there. 2020 programming is on, and it's starting September 26th at 10 a.m. with a yoga class. October 3rd, they're going to have their cooking class, delicious apple fritters. And you can connect with them at the visitmagoffinhome.com at Facebook, so you can find out more. And you can also, they're open for tours for reservation 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Sundays. So I also have their phone number, which is 533-5147. But you're doing a lot of great things. There's even more stuff going on.
The most historic home in El Paso, yes. The only one that is a museum.
That's right.
And also, I will go to Pepe's today. You're not going to make it. Bernie might not. Whatever.
He might not. I need to go home and put my leg up.
And tell people what happened to you since you're talking about it.
Oh, I slipped and fell on Memorial Day weekend, and I tore the meniscus, the cartilage in the back of my knee.
Oh, dear.
So the doctor went in and said, oh, look what you got. Got some tears. So you repaired those, and he goes, you got arthritis.
And that's where you were out last week. You had to deal with that.
Well, yeah, I had to take the COVID test. And once you take the COVID test, then you can't go anywhere because then you go to the hospital. And I didn't want to give it to anybody else if I ran into it or had it. So,
well, yeah.
But I didn't.
Here you are back.
I'm
back. Thank you for showing up here.
Thank you.
We've also got email we're looking at here, ephistory690, ephistory690@gmail.com. Looking at that right now. If you want to give us an email or on the Facebook, Melissa's got that figured out. And phones, you know about. And now we got to talk about these guys on the radio here. Bill Helm, did we get through enough of the Trost history to call it history?
I believe we did.
All right, fair.
He was not the only character involved in design. He had some other figures we could talk about, but all people that Trost had worked with before and worked with on notable hotels, and those were pulled into creating some of these great interior spaces which we've been able to retain a part of in the redevelopment of the hotel.
William, what on the styling of this one, this was kind of, to me, more unique than some of the other buildings he'd done in El Paso. Any ideas on the organization's thought, you know, the Trost Group, was it a combined effort to put this together? Because it's more 30s style, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think this effort was sort of the predecessor to it in Trost's work was a hotel he did in Albuquerque. And on that hotel, he had a interior design firm out of Chicago. And their name was Mitchell and Hallback. And he worked with a designer in that firm named George Hodel. And then when that hotel was known as the Franciscan Hotel. It's now demolished. But Trost received national acclaim for the design of that hotel, which was also had a lot of touches of Pueblo revival in it and in its interior. And George Hodel and Mitchell and Hallback, as a firm, they were interior designers that specialized in atmospheric interiors. They did a lot of theater design across the country, nationally and actually internationally, much like our Plaza Theater across the way that was not designed by them, but they did a lot of work like that. And that, interestingly enough, like that, the Plaza Theater opened up within a year of the hotel. So they were very contemporary to each other.
That was a jumping block down there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so he brought George Hodel into the design of, and George was primarily responsible for the interior design of what we now know as Ambar. But it was originally the lobby of the hotel, and it was this grand vaulted double height space with a mezzanine overlooking it that was all in a Pueblo revival style.
Is that picture up?
And
okay, not yet. Go ahead. I thought I'm not looking.
Then,
at it. Go ahead.
And so there's some elements of that where we were able to retain into the design of now of Ambar, which is the central ground floor gathering space in the hotel.
Are you ready to take a tour of the Ambar? It's now coming up on you here. We're going to take a tour of the new Plaza Hotel.
That's right. We're going to have a clip that's of the group that toured on Wednesday, and there was Jackson with sales manager Patricia Castillo, William Helm, general manager of the hotel, Wolfgang Jonas, and they started in the lobby at the Ambar.
We're walking into the Ambar Tequila Bar Lobby Lounge. This is now the spectacular two-story towering amber glass structure was custom built for us, and it highlights the heartbeat of the hotel. This is Ambar Tequila Bar, and we're very proud to say we have over 780 bottles of tequila, mezcal, and sotol. Now we're at the backside of Ambar Tequila Bar, and you'll notice that we have the backside of the amber tower here is where the precious bottles of tequila, sotol, and mezcal are stored. So if you decide to have a $1,000 bottle of tequila, one of our managers will be happy to come back, climb up the stairs, and get that bottle for you. So it's two levels, as you could see here, and the gorgeous structure that was custom made for us.
May I find out if it's alarmed or not? No, just kidding. Main question, how are the margaritas?
They're spectacular. They're spectacular.
And I know I wanted to get one of those bottles, but I think there was an alarm on that door. You have to go
walk. It goes two stories.
It's what's interesting about it. And so, William Kell, what was the design concept there? Who decided to do that?
Well, I think it was really the lead architect, Cooper Carey, as well as the interior designers, which were Forrest Perkins out of Dallas. And it was a collaborative effort with Bill Helm and, you know, our team at Franklin Mountain and, of course, Paul and Alejandra. And I think Paul and Alejandra had obviously a very strong hand in picking the design elements and making the final design decisions. Alejandra in particular was very involved with Forrest Perkins and all of the interior decoration elements of the hotel. And so the name of the restaurant, Ambar, is really the Spanish word for amber, which is the color amber and the resin amber that where you find fossilized creatures and things of that sort. So that's what it means.
Oh,
but it's also a
amber.
Play on words.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It really just means amber.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
And I want to know.
It's a play on words because you've got the lazy bee there that kind of also indicates that there's a bar in there. And so it all turned out very, very clever. It was very well done. We had an excellent branding firm out of Denver called The Maid Shop, who did some very creative things with names and logos and things of that nature. And you know, I just want to mention that if you look at the elevators in the hotel, you'll see Hilton's original logo, which said Hilton across the nation.
Oh yeah,
and I like that because the in redoing and reimagining the hotel, we also went across the nation in a sense. And what I mean by that is that there were so many people involved in putting all of this together. We had bankers from New York and Houston. We had capital providers from New Orleans. We had architects from Atlanta. We had historic advisors from Houston. We had interior designers from Dallas. We had the branding company from Denver. We had a restaurant consulting firm from Denver. We had lots of firms from El Paso, including the construction company, Jordan Foster Construction. We had the management company from Philadelphia. They were also part of the review process on all the design elements and everything you see in the hotel. And then we had Watry, our engineers and architects out of Los Angeles for the parking garage, and the list goes on and on. I could just go on.
I know you could, but
this really was quite a large effort.
We just started the tour. We got to get back to it. We take another break here. We're next going to take a look at the lobby ceiling, which is just amazing. We'll get to that in a minute. 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
Get Church's new Go Box today. Your choice of chicken, your choice of sides, and biscuits to feed six or more. This is more than lunch. It's leftovers, starting at $20. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Criminalia, explores the intersection of history and true crime. Criminal activities linger in the margins of history, and lady poisoners offer up some of the most compelling tales. But were they perpetrators or sympathetic characters? We're going to find out.
Nellie, it would turn out, was also a fellow poisoner.
Listen to Criminalia on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2020 election is being called our most important in years.
From now till Election Day on November 3rd, iHeartRadio is turning over the airwaves on our radio stations, our podcasts, and even the iHeartRadio app to give you the opportunity to answer one simple question. Why I'm voting.
This is Dan and Shay. As citizens, it's our responsibility to actively exercise our right to vote.
To share why you're voting this November, go to iHeartRadio.com/vote. Why I'm voting. The countdown to Election Day. Your vote is your voice.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We have just begun the tour of the Plaza Hotel. I was down there Wednesday, recorded the tour as we went up. And we're going to get to the lobby in just a second. Just to let you know, El Paso Archaeological Society is active, even though you can't go hear their lectures. They've got a newsletter that's worth getting into. Go to epas.com or call up the president, the museum liaison, Peter Condon. He's at 491-2363. And they got some interesting stuff in here about the history of El Paso archaeology. It's in the newsletter worth looking at, and some history of the association itself. That is one of the oldest history groups in El Paso.
Yeah, did you see they got the little gas station that's over there on
not the Archaeological Society.
No, I'm sorry. I saw society.
Never mind. I'll shut up. The Historical Society. And the Davenports donated that. Good luck to them.
I love
that
gas station.
But we need to hit the bell. Hit the bell, Andrew. I'll find this thing to read. It's in here somewhere. Where is this thing?
This is brought to you by Socorro's Fight for the Future 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 census.
Okay, you read those from now. We'll have them blame it on you. Roy thought I hit the bell too much. Enough of this stuff. You got something you got to read there?
Oh, also, Jim Tolbert, speaking of 2020, that's a lot of 20s today. Jim Tolbert is planning for a new fall 2020 schedule of hikes and outdoor adventures that start in September. September 13th at 9 a.m., you can visit the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens at UTEP. September 13, you can go at 7:30 a.m. see the to the March 44 B-24 plane crash site, and they'll be doing all, of course, abiding by all the local rules and everything for social distancing and such. If you want, go to celebrationofourmountains.com.
Just Google that.
Yeah, Google celebration.com.
You'll get them.
Yeah,
or call Diego.
Yes, or you can call him at 525-7364.
Diego. I love that. Anyway, Bill Helm and William Keller on the phone here. We've got a bit more of the tour here. You guys ready to go? You ready for the lobby ceiling?
Let's go.
Okay, here comes the lobby ceiling.
If you look straight up, you're seeing the original lanterns of the hotel, and that and the design, the beams and the designs that you see on them and the indigenous writing is actually from Conrad Hilton's vision. And Henry Trost, the architect at the time. So the lanterns, the center ones that you see here, are all original. The hotel was originally built with this balcony here, and the design was a little more ornate with plaster and scrolls, but now it's much more with a modern Texas twist to it.
What about the glass in the ceiling up there?
Yes, the stained glass. And the colors that you see and the skylights, those are also original, originally placed there. They have been updated if some were either broken or needed replacement. But those two that you see here and the two on the other side are also original to the hotel. The pillars and the countertop that you see over at the kitchen counter, they're all leather wrapped, and the design that's on them is the actual design of the exterior facade of the hotel. So the design was blown up, and a leather artisan from Mexico made that for us.
Interesting stuff there. We got also a look at the mezzanine. I think we can squeeze this in before the break. Andrew, go ahead and hit the mezzanine.
So as you walk here, you're going to notice a few beautiful things here. The view from here is wonderful as you look over onto the tequila bar area. And this whole wide open mezzanine is gorgeous as you look up. You'll notice the design, the coloring, the boldness of Conrad Hilton's vision. And our current ownership wanted to keep true to that. As you'll see on the walls, we have art that was commissioned specifically for the hotel. Our artists are either from Texas, El Paso, or New Mexico. You'll notice that the design of the hotel, especially if you see here the balcony, it looks like the era of cattle trading. Conrad Hilton himself gives credit to this hotel and to El Paso for the success of his very young chain back in 1930, and the success came from this hotel due to cattle trading. And he gives credit to that in his book. It's called Be My Guest. The Conrad room fits 40 people. Sandra Day O'Connor is the boardroom. And the Tom Lee room fits up to 20 people. And that's, of course, for our renowned artist, Tom Lee.
I talked to Tom Lee people. They're going to put that Southwest mural in there, a copy of it.
Yes.
Interesting things going on there.
Oh, and when we had the History Museum Foundation dinner a couple months back there when they just opened, Margaret Smith, who is, of course, the niece of Henry Trost and the granddaughter of Augustus, she found, we were walking on the post that's right on the corner of Oregon and Mills, there is a marking of the Trost architecture firm. And you couldn't hardly see it. Even some of the people at the hotel didn't know that it was theirs.
I bet Bill knew about that.
Yeah, Bill did. Bill or William. One of you. Did you know about the marker that's right there on the post on the outside?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Well, he'd have to.
No,
well,
not necessarily. A lot of people missed it.
But this is Bill Helm.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a Trost aficionado.
Yes.
He is the current version of Henry
smart.
Trost in El Paso. When are you going to design your own
building?
Well, yeah, but are you at some point, Bill Helm, are you going to pick a property and design your own building from the ground up? Are you going to do that?
Well, we actually have our office in an interesting Trost building right around the corner,
yeah.
The W.S. Hills building.
Yeah, I know.
Named for William S. Hills, which also has a Tom Lee connection, by the way. But William S. Hills actually has an interesting connection to this site. He basically...
Yes, there's the music, yeah, Mr. Okay. Bill.
Take a
there's
break.
We'll catch you up with the Trost, finish this Trost story after the break here. We got you guys till noon, and we've got a lot more hotel to take a tour of. We have William Kell on the phone here along with Bill Helm, and we got the William Tell overture in the background. No, we don't.
Yes, and hop over to the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, where you can get some pictures. I've got some more pictures up now.
Excellent. So. See you after the break.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.